110 days in Ann Arbor, Michigan, on the football field.
We don't want to coach average. I don't want to be around you. Why be around average?
We do want to win because winning is the epitome of team effort.
Every coach who ever put a whistle around their neck strives to be the head coach at The Ohio State University.
Welcome back, everybody, to Buckeye Bar Guys here on Buckeye Bar Talk. I'm Mike.
And I'm John.
Tonight's date is Thursday, September 29th, 2022. And we're going to be discussing tonight the upcoming game against Rutgers for the Buckeyes. So we'll go over some of our thoughts about the game. John will run down some different stats and some stuff from, you know, Rutgers this year. And then we'll do our normal, you know, given who we think players of the game will be coming up, just some of our predictions. And then we'll start going over scores, and then we will get on out of here. So I think Rutgers, when you think about playing them, it should be kind of a, like most people think, it's kind of like an easy game. But there's different times where they will, I mean, you think about it like a couple years ago where they threw all those crazy plays in the second half and got back into the game, you know, not got back into the game, but, you know, made the game a little closer than, you know, you thought it was originally. So, I mean, I think that's probably some of the stuff we could see. Like, you know, what do you think about, you know, some of that? Like,
yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think Berm. I was listening to the podcast earlier today, and I'm pretty sure it was him. He said that if Greg Schiano tries to do any of that, that Ryan Day is going to try to put a number on him this time around. So we'll see. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's always Rutgers is like, I was trying to think, there's never been a competitive game with Rutgers since they've been in the Big Ten. Ohio State's never played a good game with them. You know, they've always destroyed them. So I can't imagine this game's going to be much different just from what we've seen in the past. I could be wrong. I know it's a better Rutgers defense than what they've had. I mean, that's Schiano's specialty, but it was Ashes also, and they weren't good then. Yeah. And I mean, and they say, you know, that they've been better and they've been improving, but I don't know. The last two times against Ohio State, it hasn't really shown on the field. So I don't know. I'm not hopeful Rutgers can stay in this game very long. I think it's just going to be more of the same that we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, defense is, you know, kind of Wisconsin's specialty too with Jim Leonard. And, you know, we saw what happened last week with that. And, you know, so I'm not necessarily, I get it that Schiano's a defensive minded coach and stuff. And there might be a couple things where he can, like, maybe trick up the Buckeyes a little bit. But I don't see where, you know, he has any of the horses that he thinks gonna be able to, you know, stay with Ohio State's defense. And, you know, I mean, Rutgers' offense, I mean, I don't know where 100% necessarily where they're at, but I think that Ohio State's defense has got to have a big time advantage on that front
too. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that impressive about Rutgers' offense. So I think you're right. You're going to have to see some of those trick plays that we've seen from Schiano in the past. Because the one thing, I mean, that Greg Schiano is smart enough, like, to realize is when he is outmanned going into a fight, and when he, you know, just doesn't have the horses, artillery, however you want, you know, whatever cliche you want to say with it, he knows when he's not going to win a game. So he'll pull out some of that crazy stuff, some of those trick plays, probably early and often, to try to, you know, get one or two on the Buckeyes and then go from there. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't imagine, you know, I don't think their offense has anything special that's going to challenge Ohio State. And I don't imagine that he thinks they do either.
Yeah. Yep. I'm assuming we'll see probably a fake punt somewhere in this game. We'll probably see, like maybe a receiver throw, you know, whatever. I mean, different things like that, you know, who knows, maybe the Statue of Liberty. I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of little things you might be throwing, but, yeah, I think that will probably be that. I expect to see them, you know, which will be kind of good. It'll be a kind of a different challenge at Knowles' defense in a different way. You know, I mean, you always got to be prepared for that kind of stuff. You know, you might get into a game where actually it could be more of a slugfest and somebody, you know, you play a Michigan and stuff. I mean, I know Gattis ain't there anymore, but, you know, Gattis was always kind of like one that you used to kind of like throw some weird, like, you know,
he'd have his trick play,
yeah, trick play early in the game. So, I mean, you can't count them out of that. Sometimes, you know, different times, maybe Penn State has done some, like, you know, quirky things, not necessarily trick plays, but try to do misdirection plays and stuff like that.
You think Miami's wondering if there's a return policy on that guy?
Can we send him back?
I mean, I just like, how didn't anyone know? Like, the fact that did he win the Broyles?
Yeah, I think so, which was crazy.
The fact that he won it, like, all of us are like, this is the biggest, like, I mean, it's sad when it's like the award shows, they don't even watch the football games. Like, the guy was not a good offensive coordinator ever. Like, even last year, they beat Ohio State's ass with Jim Harbaugh's offense.
I mean, it's reasonable. I mean, Desmond, he wins the Heisman because he, you know, runs, he does the Heisman pose running back against, you know, I mean, Woodson was much better of a, you know, Heisman candidate.
Desmond had good numbers in college.
Yeah, not enough to win the Heisman, in my opinion. But, you know, but I don't know who was there. But that's like Gattis. You know, you beat Ohio State, that's all they care about. And it's like, okay, he's a Heisman final. He's a Broyles award winner. I mean, the reason why Aiden got second place, not saying he wasn't a bad player or something.
He absolutely got second in the Heisman voting because of the Ohio State game, for sure.
So, you know, they get those little things on the award circuit when they beat Ohio State. So, I mean, you want to run down through your things?
So, I mean, Rutgers, really, I mean, where they've gotten better has been on the defensive side of the game, which, I mean, that makes sense with Greg Schiano being their head coach. So I'm just looking at really their rushing defense. Well, we'll go through it. So before we get into that, so their quarterbacks, it's kind of like a three-man rotation right now. They're not really healthy. So Vedral from last year, I think he's out. Evan Simon seems to be the guy that's going to be starting. He didn't really have any great stats to write home about. I don't think he's played that much this year. Gavin Wimsatt, he's a true freshman. He's four-star. He's actually a player, but again, he's kind of banged up too. So I don't know what we're going to get as far as their quarterback play. Wimsatt could be interesting though, because he's an athlete, so he'll move around and he might give you some of those looks that Daquan Finn did.
Yeah, which will be good for the Buckeyes, you know, to get some of that stuff thrown at him.
So there are two running backs, Kyle and, excuse my handwriting, Mangini. He's averaging 3.7 yards per carry. Al-Shahi Salam, he's averaging 5.8. And their wide receiver, I think he's been at Rutgers for a minute, but you'll remember him from Wisconsin, Aaron Cruikshanks.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. He's there now.
Yeah, he transferred over. He's a, you know, he's a good player. Yards allowed per game is 249, passing yards is 193, rushing yards is 56.8. So their defense has looked good. I wanted to do a deeper dive into their run defense because that number does kind of stand out, 56 yards per game. So game one against Boston College, they won 22-21. They gave up 59.8 yards to Boston College, or I'm sorry, 29. Boston College averages 59.8 on the year. So about half of Boston College's production on the year is what they gave up. So that, I mean, that's really good. They played Wagner in game two. So Wagner does not have stats that are available on ESPN. They gave up 19 yards in that game. So again, good output. Temple was game three. They won 16-14. Temple averages 91.8 yards per game. They gave up 49. So again, this is below the other team's average, well below, like we're talking like 50%. And then Iowa was game four. Iowa won 27-10. Thanks, as always, on the back of Iowa's defense.
Yeah.
This one was an outlier. Iowa averages 101 yards per game, and they ran up 129 on Rutgers, which, I mean, that could just be a product of Iowa's offense is finally starting to go a little bit. So, you know, that 129 raised them above the 100 for the year. But that's definitely, you know, more than what Iowa was averaging for the year. So that's one to look at, that possibly, you know, once competition gets a little bit bigger, gets a little bit stronger, definitely, you know, in the opposition's favor.
Yeah,
that maybe Rutgers can't stand up to the other running offense.
So Iowa's definitely known to have a, you know, a pretty solid offensive line.
Right, exactly. So what this all means. Rutgers is giving up 249 yards per game. Ohio State's averaging 558. So something's definitely going to have to get there, because Ohio State's averaging, you know, double what Rutgers is giving up. Rutgers is giving up 193 through the air. Ohio State's getting 339. And then Rutgers is giving up 56.8 on the ground. Ohio State's getting 219. So, I mean, definitely something has to give there. I don't know if Ohio State, if they're looking more like the other three games where they will get less than what their rushing average was, or if they'll be like Iowa and they'll get, you know, 20% more than what they typically do. So that's where I'm at. I mean, it's going to, I don't know. It's not going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think
to be honest with you, it's not good. I don't think it's going to be a good game. I think Ohio State, I think Iowa proved that, you know, once the bigger, more talented offensive line goes up against Rutgers, they'll have their way. So I'm sure Rutgers will give them some looks that'll be confusing, but Ohio State will be able to figure it out.
I could see by the, you know, I think probably by the end of the first quarter that Ohio State's offensive line and their running game will be above Rutgers's average rush defense.
I could definitely see it for sure.
I mean, so I think Ohio State will be fine on that thing. It's, I think that you see once they get into maybe a better running team that they're not, I'm not going to say they're bad rush defense, but they're not as good of a rush defense as the first three games have showed.
The numbers are going to start turning around with better competition.
And, you know, and then, so yeah, that's how I kind of feel about that. So, I mean, any other thoughts you want to give them before we start getting into our kind of just what we think player game wise are going to be and stuff?
No, I mean, I think if, as long as Ohio State can, you know, keep their composure, not get fooled by trick plays, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling. It's basically, this is an Ohio, I mean, most weeks it's this week, but especially when you play a team like Rutgers, this is an Ohio State versus an Ohio State game that, you know, you're playing against yourself. And, you know, I mean, you're playing to look good, and you know that you don't want to have Rutgers, you know, making you look bad at different points of the game. So I think that's just the biggest thing. Just stay within your composure, and you know, this should be a fairly simple. I mean, if you think last week's game was simple, I would have to imagine as long as they come in with the same mindset.
Well, that's the thing. Like, can you keep yourself up for Rutgers after what you just did to Wisconsin?
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with all that. I think that they should, it should be a pretty simple game. And I think that, I think they will come in pretty, ready to go. It just seems like they're, doesn't seem like, you know, where last year it seemed like they were kind of, you know, they would get into the second half of games and they, you just got this feeling that it was like they were ready just to be done with the game. It hasn't seemed like that's been them this year. So they definitely seem like they're much more of a team on a mission right now. Yeah. So I think when usually you get into those situations that we've seen in years past when they're trying to prove something, then, you know, they take pretty much every game pretty seriously. You know, going through, and I think,
and they've never had problems with Rutgers being that punching bag either.
Yeah. And I think it actually kind of benefits them that it's not a night game, where sometimes Rutgers is weird. It gets into those, they've had so many night games against Rutgers on the Big Ten Network that, and it's like, that's kind of the one of the teams that you kind of over the last few years, it's like they get into the second half against Rutgers and they kind of, I'm not saying Rutgers comes back on them, but it's just, this feels like Ohio State gets a little sloppy and you definitely could tell they just want to go home. And it's just like, you know, why are we still playing these guys?
Yeah.
And where I think this will be, you know, nice midday game, you know, 3:30, and they'll be able to, you know, it's not going to be overly hot or anything. It's, you know, we're getting into the cool time of the year. So I think they should probably easily beat them and they'll stay in the game.
Yep. I agree.
All right. Offensively, so who would you say your predictions are for player of the game, your offensive player of the game?
I mean, meaningful snaps. I don't know if he'll end up with the most stats or not, but I think it'll be Mayan Williams. I think Mayan's going to have, I mean, I think Trey could have a big game too, so I don't know. But I think Mayan, if he gets the rock the majority of the handoffs between these guys, or if Trey goes out first because things are getting a little lopsided, I think Mayan will end up with over 150 yards.
Yeah. You know, that one's interesting. I think I kind of have a feeling this is going to be like kind of, I'm not going to say a coming out party, but this is going to be like, I think Trey is going to have some big runs in this game. So I could see him, you know, kind of being the guy for this week. I'm going to go with my guy is going to be, I think it's going to be one of the receivers. So I'll just say Marv to say Marv that it's
it's a Marv game. So yeah,
I think he will have a big game. It just, again, I don't know how you cover these guys. So I'm going to say that he's going to have a huge game. I see him getting into over 100 yards and a couple scores. So
I like that. Surprising player. I'm going to still go with, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of these guys would be like for, you know, when the game still matters, because I don't think the games going to matter long. I'm going to say Jaden Ballard. I think he's going to get a lot of playing time in this game. And I think I think he'll get a deep shot that he'll get for a touchdown. I think he'll get another one, a big run after catch like he did against Toledo. Not sure he'll take it all the way home or not, but he'll get close to like 75 to 100 yards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily, I'm kind of going on the same wavelength I think you are. I think it's going to be, because I think guys like Ballard, I think they are going to get McCord. As long as everything looks good, they're going to get McCord in this game early. I think this is kind of a game where, you know, Ryan Day just is going to be like, get up on these guys and let's get these guys out of here. You know, we got, you know, Michigan State the following week. We got some big games coming up down the stretch here before the end of the month. So let's try to get out healthy. I'm going to say G Scott. I think, you know,
I was going to say, they're really, I've tried it twice already, so I'm not going to jinx myself.
They're really focusing a lot. They're starting to really focus on the tight ends. And I think that, you know, even though when Ballard's in the game, Xavier's in the game, you know, there's not as many receivers. So it's like, you know, a defensive team, they should have numbers to be able to cover everybody. So, you know, G is not going to be running necessarily free like, you know, Kate's been running.
But that's why Ballard was so wide open against Toledo's, because Scott pulled everyone with him.
Yeah, that's true, too. So, you know, I could see them definitely keeping people on Ballard, because Ballard had such a good game the other, you know, when they played Toledo, that it's going to free up G a little bit. And I think he'll have a good second half. And so that'd be my surprise. I could see him getting a couple scores. I mean, I really could. I could just see, you know, I think they'll try to let McCord get in earlier than last week, so he'll be able to throw some. So, you know, that's my thought.
Okay. Bold prediction is Dallin Hayden will have 3 rushing touchdowns in this game.
Nice. I'm going running backs too. I don't know who it's going to be. You know, it could be one person, it could be two people, but they are going to get at least 2 50 plus touchdown runs in this game. They're due with,
I've been waiting for it, man. They're due for a home run.
So I think you'll get it. It could be Hayden. Could be Mayan, could be Trey, could be 2 of the 3.
Could be both be Trey.
Could all be, yeah, they could be same person, get both. They might get 3 50-plus yarders, and, you know, it's going to be at least 2.
They need it.
So, but I definitely, they're due for a home run, you know, a big 50-plus yarder. You know, they always get them. That's been the one weird thing. They haven't got them yet this year, but they are going to get one, yeah. And it's going to be in this game.
Like it. Like it a lot.
All right, defense. Your player of the game.
I'm going to say, I think Steel Chambers is going to end up with 2 sacks in this game. And I don't know, 8 tackles, 4 for loss, whatever. But I think he's going to have 2 sacks. I think he's going to be the most impactful player while the game still matters. So I'm going to say Steel Chambers.
Okay. Kind of hard to like on this one, because I really think it's gonna be Tommy again.
It's always Tommy.
Like
Tommy's about to get the CJ Stroud treatment that you can't use him.
You know what I'm gonna say it's gonna be Jack, and the reason I say they pushed, you know, I think the you know, the Leo or whatever, they started maybe doing a little bit more stuff with him last week. You know, there was a couple actual plays where he was actually lined up in linebacker depth. There wasn't even, you know, that in between depth between the defense line and the linebackers, that he was, I think they're really starting to feel comfortable with him and are starting to really move him around and changing his depths and moving him up all up and down the line. He's lining up in the middle. I mean, he made a great tackle coming from like basically middle linebacker last week. So like, you know, I think it's going to be Jack Sawyer. I think he's just, I mean, he's just definitely that guy that just fits that position so perfectly. And it was funny, you know, sometimes things are just so obvious and everybody called it out that, oh, that's definitely going to be Sawyer's position. And then, you know, but it's obvious and it ended up being right. Pretty true. So
he seems to be doing a good job at it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to say. Jack Sawyer will be the player of the game.
Okay. For my kind of like breakout standout guy, I'm going Court Williams. I don't think it's necessarily going to be meaningful, but I think he's going to get in there early. I think he's heard what people have said. You know, assuming he's healthy, who knows? Maybe he's not healthy this year. Maybe that's a part of what's going on. But I think he's going to get his chance. I think he's going to look real good in the time he has this week.
So I've been really, really, really impressed with the linebackers this year. I think it's going to be CJ Hicks.
I wanted to say it, but I haven't seen him enough. I haven't seen Court that much either.
He's going to get in a lot in the second half, and I think he's going to have a great game, and he's just going to be like, yep, that position is going to be still good for next year. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be Hicks. All right. So before we do, you know, kind of like, you know, the breakout or something like, you know, a big surprise or whatever, because that's next, right?
Next is the bold prediction.
That's what I was meaning to say. This could be defense or special teams, because I'm kind of leaning on the special teams here. So I will give you the, I'm not going to throw a curveball at you that you can't use a special teams. You know, so if you want to go defense and special teams, and you want to throw two out there, that's fine too. I have a
Jair Brown gets the first defensive touchdown, a pick six in this game.
I like that one. I was thinking about possibly doing a pick six. So, you know, I will give you that one. I like that one. I think we're going to get a punt return for a touchdown.
Emeka Buka. I mean, he is the man.
Yeah,
now,
he
right?
is the man. I think it's probably going to be him. I just think they are so due for one, and he's been so close so many times that
I think years.
I think it's this game that he will get it. So that's what I'm going. I do like a pick six. I have a feeling we are going to get a defensive touchdown in this game. I don't know if it's a pick six or if it's a fumble recovery, but I do have a feeling we're going to get a defensive touchdown. But
Rutgers is a confidence booster, man. This is where you start putting it together. You get six sacks on these guys, get yourself a couple interceptions, take one back to the house, get your punt return. This is like, make everything right with your defense. The defense has been playing great this year, but all the question marks out there, this is where you figure it out. Mm-hmm. How we get home. You do it against teams like Rutgers.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what I'm going with. Let's go through our scores.
Okay, so we'll start off in the Big Ten, right?
Yep.
All right, noon, first game on here. Michigan travels to Kinnick. So Michigan against Iowa. Michigan stands at 4-0, number 4 in the country. Iowa is 3-1, unranked. Michigan is a 10.5-point favorite on the road. I would say if it wasn't a noon game, I would be scared Michigan would lose this. Yeah. I think noon's a little early even at Kinnick, though, so I think talent's going to be the difference here, and I do have Michigan winning, but I don't think it's going to be more than a touchdown.
I think this will be, I was actually surprised how well I thought Maryland's defense held up against Michigan last week. No, I don't think I was.
There's some serious BS calls in that game too. Like that interception that wasn't reviewed was complete nonsense.
Like, I don't think Michigan's going to lose to Iowa. I've not seen anything out of Iowa's offense that tells me that they're going to be able to, you know,
they get worse every year.
But then like part of me, like I think of like how bad Iowa ended up looking in the, you know, the Big Ten title game last year. Like, so I've been kind of bouncing back and forth. Is this a cover? Is it not a cover? I think Michigan's going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover. I think Iowa's defense is going to keep it close enough. I think it's going to be like a 17 kind of 10 game. It just kind of has that feeling, you know, the weather's starting to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do think Michigan will win.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think we're kind of in agreement there. Purdue travels to Minnesota. Purdue's 2-2. Minnesota's 4-0, ranked 21. Minnesota is a 12-point favorite. Purdue, I mean, Purdue kept their two losses really close against Penn State and Syracuse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they can keep this game close, too. I don't think they're going to lose by 12 or more. I think it'll be, again, like a touchdown game. But I'll give Minnesota this game because it's at home. I don't think Purdue's going anywhere on the road and upsetting someone. I could be wrong. I mean, Purdue's the team that does it, but they usually do it on their home field.
Yeah.
Purdue and Iowa are so similar in that aspect.
I think Minnesota's going to cover in this game. I've seen enough from them to think that they're going to just keep on beating teams up, especially in the Big Ten West. And, so I think they're going to cover. I think they'll cover really easily. I think that it's not going to be a good game at all. I think they will beat them by, a few scores. So,
okay. Illinois, Burt Bielema travels to Wisconsin.
Oh.
3-1 Illinois against 2-2 Wisconsin at Camp Randall. Again, a noon game. Wisconsin is a 7-point favorite. Yeah, give me Wisconsin and they'll cover in this.
Yeah, I think they will too.
But Illinois is running the ball good. And I don't know. Wisconsin looked pretty terrible against the run last week.
It is Burt. I mean, Burt's going to be like, maybe he's like trying to like, I'm sorry. Sorry, Barry. I don't know. Barry retired, didn't he? But
I don't know.
Or is he retiring after this year? I'm sorry. Bring me back. I'll take the job. Get rid of Chris. I won't just give up when Ohio State jumps up on me 21-0.
He would, though.
But yeah, I think Wisconsin will cover and they'll beat Illinois.
Penn State against Northwestern, 3:30. It's in Happy Valley. Penn State's 11th in the country, ranked 4-0. Northwestern is god awful. Penn State's favored. They're given 25 points. That's such
it's a big number.
That's a big number against Fitzgerald, but they're bad, man. Yeah. They've lost. I mean, let me just real quick. They have lost to Southern Illinois, Miami of Ohio, and Duke. Like, they are god awful. So, yeah, give me Penn State in the points here. They're going to win by four scores.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, too. I don't know if it necessarily be four scores, but actually, it would be almost basically four scores if they win by 25, plus 25. Yeah, I think they'll blow them out. But I did like the renderings of Northwestern's possible new stadium that they're going to build. Nice, looks really nice.
For sure.
At least throwing some money in there to get a nice new stadium in the Chicago area.
Michigan State, 3:30 game, travels to Maryland. Neither team's ranked. Maryland is a 8.5-point favorite. It's hard for me to believe Maryland's going to beat Michigan State by over 8.5 points, but Michigan State still does not have a pass defense. And Maryland, I mean, I know that a lot of what they did was actually on the ground to Michigan to, kind of surprise them. But I think with if Jarrett's healthy, because I know he was banged up last week, Tagovailoa and Demas, if they're all ready to play against Michigan State, I think they cover at home.
I actually think they cover too. I think they're going to handily beat Michigan State. Which doesn't look good for Michigan State at all coming in, for next week, even on the road, for the Buckeyes, but I have a feeling that, that $95 million ain't looking so hot right now. That was a little surprise to throw that out there. And
The Ohio State game,
I think Maryland's going to beat them pretty easily.
All right. This one kind of makes me laugh. You'll probably laugh. Indiana travels to Nebraska, 7:30 game. Indiana's 3-1. Nebraska is 1-3, and we know how bad Nebraska is. Nebraska is favored in this game by 5 points. Tom Allen is such a fraud. Like, you can't. Vegas knows Tom Allen is a fraud. So I'm going to say Nebraska covers, and I can't believe I'm saying that with this Nebraska team.
Nebraska is in Lincoln.
Yes, and they're a 5-point favorite.
I think they'll cover. I think they'll beat them. I think it'll be a pretty juicy game that everybody will be pretty juiced up.
Indiana's garbage.
And I think Nebraska will.
And so is Nebraska.
Yeah, I think Nebraska beats them. They cover.
Okay, so before getting to us, let's look at the top 25, see if there's anything worthy to talk about. Let's see. Ole Miss, Kentucky. It's at Ole Miss. They are a 7-point favorite over Kentucky. I don't know. Kentucky's ranked 7th. They've looked okay this year. I think Kentucky's going to win this outright.
Yeah, I think Kentucky beats them.
It's strange. I can't believe Ole Miss is that big of a favorite. Oklahoma against TCU. At TCU, Oklahoma is a 6.5-point favorite. They're 3-1. TCU's 3-0. I don't imagine Venables is going to have another loss.
They usually bounce back after they have their Kansas State loss. So
you think they'll cover 6.5?
Yeah. That's at TCU.
Yeah.
TCU, I haven't really watched them this year, so I'm not really 100% sure. I'm going to say yes. But I don't think it's going to be a big, I think they'll beat them by like 7.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. Number 2, Alabama travels to Arkansas. Alabama is a 17-point favorite. Arkansas's defense isn't very good this year. Like, that was kind of like what they hung their hat on.
Yeah.
So I think Alabama's going to cover this.
I think this is going to be a tight game for them. I have a feeling Alabama's going to win. I think you'll be right around 17. I don't think they'll cover, but I could see them beat them by like 14. So, you know, I'm going to say that they won't cover, but they'll win.
Very good. Oklahoma State travels to Baylor. Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite. A lot of good games this weekend. I think Baylor's the better team. So I'm going to go ahead and say, even though Oklahoma State's undefeated, higher ranked, I think Baylor's going to win this game. And 2.5, I'm going to say they're going to cover, because that's just nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that one. Baylor beat them in cover.
Here's a number and a team we have not heard in a long time. Wake Forest at 22, 3-1, is playing the number 23 ranked 4-0 Seminoles, man. Seminoles currently are a 7-point favorite. This game will be on ABC. I don't know if there's any like site changes or anything going to move with the weather down there.
Florida State's home.
Yeah.
The hurricane has stayed pretty much away from the northern portion of Florida and the northwest portion of Florida. That's where, you know, Tallahassee is, right before you start heading into the panhandle. So it would probably still be, I don't think they talked about anything moving. And it's more, I think they're more concerned about the central portion of the state. Now the hurricane is going to go up the coast when it gets out back into the Atlantic. So I don't know if there's going to be rain kicking out towards the west.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff you never really know. So
Florida State's a 7-point favorite.
I think they cover, man. Hopefully this coach is the guy, because they're losing out on the Deion sweepstakes. You know, there's a lot of people think that he'll end up at Georgia Tech now, but I think they'll cover. They'll beat them. Wake Forest, I mean, I know that ended up being a shootout last week, but, you know, I actually watched a fair amount of that game against Clemson last week, and I didn't, you know, I mean, I don't know that what it makes me feel about Clemson, but like, I've never been impressed with like Wake Forest. I'm sorry that it's just like, I think Florida State beats them. I think maybe this is the guy that's going to start getting them back on track to being who they, I mean, they should be a good football team. I mean, they get tons of talent, yeah. You know, and they, so maybe this is the guy that kind of leads them a little bit back into the promised land.
I think Wake's going to give them a good game. Just coming off that loss to Clemson. So I think Wake's going to beat the spread. I think Florida State is going to win the game though, but I'm looking at like a field goal type game. I think Wake Forest is hard to get behind in football. It's just like, you know, they always have some random okay year, maybe better.
He is
okay.
A good quarterback. I mean,
Sam Hartman's good.
He's a very good quarterback. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I have a hard time ever thinking that Wake Forest can be really competitive in these games. I've seen way too much Wake Forest is a bad football team over the years. Then.
Yeah, I know. All right. So in the other Death Valley, Clemson hosts NC State. Both are currently undefeated. Clemson is the number 5 team in the country. NC State is number 10. Clemson currently stands as a 7-point favorite. 7:30 game. I think Clemson will win this game, but it will be less than a touchdown.
I mean, I'm probably going to be wrong on this one, but I'm going to say NC State upset.
They just don't lose at home.
I know, but I don't. There's always a first for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
But they won't. Clemson's not going to cover. I mean, I've seen
After last week against Wake Forest,
I just don't think they'll cover. But
no, they're not.
I'm going to say NC State, though, is going to get the win outright.
I like that. I hope they do. I think they could, even though Clemson was one of my playoff teams. But I like I said, I didn't like that to begin with. Okay, Ohio State's a 39.5 point favorite over Rutgers. I mean, it's such a huge number. That is so hard to decide if they're going to hit that or not. I think their defense is going to start putting things more together, even though they're going to have a lot of reserves in the second half of the game. I don't think the offense is, I mean, I know we went over their rushing defense numbers for Rutgers. I don't think they have a prayer to be able to slow down Ohio State's offense. And then at that point is how much does Ryan Day like Greg Schiano? What does he want to do to him there? I think he's still got to run his offense. And I just think it's going to get lopsided really early. And he's not going to, Ryan Day's never been the guy to pack it in early just because he jumps way, way up on somebody. So yeah. I'm going to say this game's going to be 63-7.
Yeah.
They're going to cover.
I have a similar score. I was going to say, I think it's going to be 62-10. That just that, you know, I'm bouncing back and forth. Are they going to get a couple field goals or are they going to score all touchdowns? Like I was literally between 62-10 or 63-10. So I'll go with the 62. But yeah, I think,
I mean, I know they say their defense is much better. I'm going to have to see it to believe it. I think Ohio State, I mean, I still don't think
Ohio State scores 50 on them without usually, right. You know, just sleeping.
Ohio State just scored 52 on Wisconsin, like
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. So like just
if they get up for the game,
there's always
going to be fine.
It's always seems like there's a guarantee they're going to score 50 points minimum against Rutgers. And, you know, so they're a 12, 13 point better than that, in my opinion, on yeah. Rutgers. So, yep, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Victory shot for this week. What are we taking after we win?
We'll go say Jefferson's.
All right, Jefferson's reserve. It will be. So hope they better win because I want to have my drink.
Yeah, you know they're not going to be able to do their Revolutionary War cannons, but we will be celebrating old third president of the United States, Jefferson. So Revolutionary War on our side this week.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you everyone for stopping in. Well, you don't got anything else, right?
Nope.
Thank you everyone for stopping in tonight to the Buckeye Bar. I'm John.
I'm Mike.
OH.
IO. Go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes.